Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Brovender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for chapter 89 in Tehillim. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. The chapter begins with the words Maskil Le'etan, Le'etan Ha'ezrachi. Either the writer, the organizer, the person who is referenced in these kinds of, this particular kind of mizmor. This mizmor is rather long and contains 53 psukim. We won't be able to go through all of those psukim in the time allotted to us, but it also contains a theme which is significant. And that theme is David HaMelech, the Malchut, the kingship of David HaMelech. And the first mention is in Pasuk Gimel, Sukim Gimel Tehei, where the Paitan, the Baal HaMizmor says, Ki amarti, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. That Chesed will be forever. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. That the Chesed is the underpinning of the world. Shamayim, Tachin Emunatcha Bahem. Shamayim, we say, Tachin emunatcha bahem. In the heavens, you established faith, the promises all come from heaven. The world is chesed. The heaven is the source of promise. Pasuk Dalet Karati Brit Libchiri Nishbati LeDavid Avdi. So here David HaMelech is mentioned purposefully, in particular. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This covenant of Chesed ve'emunah. Chesed ve'emunah. Nishbati le'David avdi. That Nishbati is parallel to Karati. I established this covenant. I promised David HaMelech. Ad olam, achin zarecha. Ad olam. I will be careful to watch over your progeny. It will continue to exist. The family of David will always be able to assume malchut, kingship. Uvaniti l'dor v'dor kis'acha sela. Uvaniti. Vaniti, it will be part of the binyan ha'olam mentioned in Pasuk Bet. Ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh. There are certain elements which are seen as being part of the olam, so to speak. Part of the Olam. And they include the house of David. So this is the introductory part in this mizmor to the setting the stage for David HaMelech, for understanding David HaMelech. And this continues in Pasuk Kaf. Pasuk Kaf until Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Kaf until Pasuk Lamed. Azai dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha v'tomar shiviti eize al gibor harimoti harimoti v'chur me'am. Az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. You spoke about chasidecha, a chazon. Chasidecha seemed to be David and his sons, the generations following them. And they are the chasidim. Vatomer shiviti eze al gibor. Shiviti Ezer al Gibor. Shiviti, I placed. Shiviti Ezer al Gibor. Ezer is the victory. Al Gibor. I gave him power. I enabled him to be victorious. Harimoti Bachur Me'am. This is David HaMelech. Matzati David Avdi b'shemen kadshi mishachtif. Matzati, which means in the Tanakh in this place, I found him. I looked for him. And he was discovered. It wasn't as though David HaMelech was simply somebody's child. He was the appropriate person. B'shemen kadshi mishachtif. And Natan HaNavi anointed him as the king of Israel. Asher yadi tikon imo avziroi ta'amtseini. Yadi, my arm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so to speak, tikon imo, right, becomes support, the basis of his kingship and support of it. Avzroi te'amtsenu. My right arm, my arm te'amtsenu will take him in. Lo yasi oyev bo. Uven avla lo ya'anenu. See, this is the kingship of David HaMelech. Lo yasi oyevo, the enemy will not overcome him. Uven avla lo ya'anenu. And terrible people, also enemies, lo ya'anenu will not be able to put him down and apply pressure to him. Inui. V'chatoti mipanav tzara v'misanav egof. And then I will cut down or destroy his enemy. And those who hate him, I will fight against, I will beat them. Vemunati b'chasdi imo. Vemunati b'chasdi imo. Which means my ne'emanut. Was the devotion, the constant, ongoing devotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with him. Uvishmi tarum karno. Vishmi, my name, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With God's help, tarim karno, his reputation will become exalted. Samti vayam yado uvanarot yimino, and he will become the master of the sea and of the rivers. Hu yikra'eini avi ata. He will call to me and say, Avi. He will feel that closeness. He will feel that I am able to be close to him. Kimo, Pasuk Kav Zayin,
Hu yikra'eini aviata, Eli, v'tzur yeshuati.
Eli, my personal God, my close to you God.
Afani b'chor et nehu.
Afani b'chor et nehu.
He will be, I will be his father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And he will be my firstborn.
Elyon, l'malchei eretz.
He will be primary amongst all the kings of the world.
La'olam eshmo lo chazdi.
I will be devoted to giving him chesed uvriti ne'emenet lo.
And brit, the agreement, will be constant with him.
It will never change.
V'samti la'ad zro'o v'chis'o kimei shamayim.
And his power, zro'o.
Zro'o.
Either his power or his continuing generation, zaro, slicha.
V'samti la'ad zro'o.
And I will establish forever his descendants,
v'kis'o kimei shamayim.
And his seat will be his seat forever.
Another way of saying forever.
And then the Perek continues and makes a stipulation. And that stipulation in the Pesukim Lamed Aleph 31 to Lamed Chet is that
Im yazvu banav torati uvemishpatai lo yelechun im chukotai yechaleilu mitzvotai lo yishmu.
If, however, the descendants of David HaMelech do not maintain devotion to the Torah and the mitzvot as he did,
ufakadati b'shevet pish'am uvenega'im avonam,
I will respond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, b'shevet, with a staff, with punishment,
uvenega'im avonam,
and I will give them physical punishment.
V'chasdi lo afir me'imo.
Nevertheless, the chesed will always remain. The covenant will not be upset.
V'lo ashaker be'emunati.
I will not change my position, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. The position of ne'emanut, of devotion to the agreement with David HaMelech. And so, let's read a few more psukim.
Lo achalel briti u'motza shvatai, lo ashaneh. Achat nishbati b'kodshi eit, אם לדוד אחזב, אחת נשבעתי בקודשי.
Kind of a shura, an oath, which has אחת, אחת נשבעתי. There's only one interpretation.
אם לדוד אחזב,
is it possible that I would be turned into a liar? That was the Shu'ah. The Shu'ah is permanent. The covenant is permanent. It's true that punishment will be meted out. But it's also true that the punishment is permanent. That the punishment is permanent.
Zar'o lo'olam yiyeh v'chis'o ha'shemesh negdi.
Ki yareach yikon olam ve'eid v'shachak ne'eman. So there you have it. David HaMelech is special. David HaMelech is special.
he is the recipient of an agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unlike any other agreement that has ever been written, although with an individual, certainly. Although you understand that the same agreement was written, the same agreement was written with Am Yisrael. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem is what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Before the establishing, or after the establishing of the covenant in Parshat Ki Tavoh, Atem nitzavim, which means that forever you are standing right where you are now. Which means that right now we are here to establish this covenant. And this covenant, Moshe Rabbeinu says, will be forever. Which is not the same as saying you're excused from punishment. Quite the contrary. Most of the parasha of Ki Tavoh, just as in the parasha of Pekudei, is about punishment. What will happen if you disappoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What will happen if you are not able to maintain even the minimum demands of the Torah? Well, what's going to happen is that you're going to be punished fiercely, severely, in ways that are even hard to imagine. But Moshe Rabbeinu assures Bnei Yisrael that the covenant that they are agreeing to now is divine, in the sense that it will remain the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael forever and forever. And in this Mizmor Tehillim, Peitet, the same thing is said about the agreement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with David HaMelech. And so that the existence of the agreement with David HaMelech is kind of a proof, a reflection, some sort of comparison between the agreement that was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And so that the existence of the covenant with David HaMelech is only possible if there's an existence of the covenant with Bnei Yisrael. And so the people of Israel were so kind of happy that they saw the Malchut, even though the Malchut represented ups and downs, and not all of the kings were righteous, and they did not always follow the path of the Torah, nevertheless, Malchut meant covenant. And covenant meant that the agreement was still in force. And that there was no way that Am Yisrael could upset that essential fact. The covenant was still in force. And so you see that the unique thing about the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Bnei Yisrael was that this covenant would be forever. And that no matter how much Bnei Yisrael tested divine patience, the covenant would not be upset as a result. There's one more section in this parak which should be looked at, and that's the next section, Psukim Lamed Tet to Mem Vav. Lamed Tet says, Vata zanachta vatim'as. Zanachta, you set aside, you left and you found disgusting, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hitabarta im mishichecha, and you got angry at that king who was anointed with the oil, with the holy oil. Me'arta brit avdecha
Ne'arta brit avdecha means you kind of let go of this covenant which you have established with your devoted slave Moshe, David HaMelech. Chilalta la'aretz nizro, you threw his crown, the Nezer, down to earth. Chilalta la'aretz nizro, paratzta kol giderotav, paratzta kol giderotav. You broke down all the fences. Samta miftzarav mechita. Samta miftzarav mechita. Mechita is a disaster area, a place where everything crumbles and falls apart. Shisu kol avdei avrei darech haya cherpa l'shcheinav shasuhu. They all steal everything in sight, everybody who passes by. Haya cherpa l'shcheinav, and he became kind of an insult to his relatives, to those who lived close by. It was Harimota Yamin Sarav Ishmalit Kol Oyevav. Harimota Yamin Sarav. Hinachta, you allowed the enemy to be victorious. Ismachta kol oivav, you caused the enemy to be happy after shiv tzur charbo. After shiv tzur charbo, you denied his sword the ability to actually function and to be a battle-ready kind of armament. V'lo hakimoto b'milchama, you did not support him in war. Hishbata mitaharo v'chiso la'aretz migirta. Hishbata mitaharo. You were kind of did away with his glory. You took away his purity. V'chiso la'aretz migerta. V'chiso la'aretz, and his seat you threw down onto the earth. In other words, there's no longer any malchut. Iktzarta yimei alumav. You shortened the days of his youth, right when he was young and virile. Eteita alav busha sela. You brought upon him busha. You brought upon him busha. So again, with David HaMelech, we see that there is no contradiction between covenant, between the notion that there is a covenant, and the notion that there is punishment. There is no contradiction between these two things. And just as with Am Yisrael, there is always a cheshbon. There is always accountability. The covenant does not enable Am Yisrael to excuse itself from this accountability. Nevertheless, the covenant remains a permanent feature
of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Am and the nation. And this permanent feature was created by Moshe Rabbeinu in the parasha of Ki Tavoh, which supplanted the parasha of Pekudei, where it would seem that the punishment is so devastating that it would not be able, we would not be able to maintain the covenant. David HaMelech was charged with a special covenant that he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that did not prevent, or that did not exclude, that did not exclude the fact that there's a price that has to be paid. There is accountability for negative and devastating action. And that accountability existed for David HaMelech, even though it's not written specifically into the covenant. And it's not part of the malchus of David HaMelech being established the king of Israel, and yet the Perek of Tehillim assures us that the covenant with David HaMelech, with the family of David HaMelech, exists and will continue to exist for all generations.